This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Tony Gill. Tony, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Henrik. How are you?
Good. Tony, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Okay, well, my job title is Global Director of Library Science and Information Management, mm-hmm. and I work for an advertising agency that's part of one of the large global advertising conglomerates, and we have a single client, which is a very large technology company. Now, although my role is theoretically quite general, in practice I spend the vast bulk of my time running a large multi-server digital asset management system that's shared between us, our client, and about a dozen of our sibling agencies within the same conglomerate, all working on the same account. So after defining the initial information architecture for the system, such as the metadata schema and control vocabularies, the folder hierarchy that we use for storing the assets, asset ingest and workflow procedures and what have you, I now manage a small team of digital asset librarians who perform the day-to-day role of managing the flow of assets throughout the system and throughout their life cycle.
Great. Tony, what challenges do you face using digital asset management with a marketing organization?
Well, the challenges are many and varied. One of the biggest challenges we face is just the sheer volume of assets coming into the system all the time from a wide variety of different sources, both from within our agency groups and also from the client and from beyond. We do have fairly well-established asset ingest procedures that require metadata to be provided with the assets. But because there are always new users and new communities wanting to upload assets to the system, that means there's a constant need to keep training people and bringing them up to speed on the ingest procedures. Mm-hmm. So that's fairly challenging. Another factor of my job is that we have a very demanding client, and oftentimes they will make requests to have assets organized for their particular needs. Mm-hmm. And often it's down to me to say politely but firmly that we can't do that because the system has to meet the needs of a very, very broad user community. We have something mm-hmm. like 3,500 users on the system globally at the moment, mm-hmm. And we can't just reorganize areas of it for one group or one individual's requirements.
Sure.
So sometimes I have to be able to politely and tactfully say no and explain why we can't change the whole structure of the system for an individual user's needs because mm-hmm. we have to meet a whole broad range of different user needs. Obviously, rights management is a perennial problem in this field. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we have detailed usage rights information for anything where the usage rights are not straightforward, sort of global, unlimited usage rights. And communicating that to people that are uploading assets is also sometimes challenging because mm-hmm. sometimes they haven't even considered the usage rights. So you have to end up doing a little mini tutorial about copyright and usage rights and explaining why, as the publisher effectively of these assets, if we publish them and we don't have the correct usage rights, then we're effectively liable for copyright infringement, even though we may have had no part in acquiring these assets in the first place. So of course that's also a challenge. Mm-hmm. And then just generally the symptom of working in the advertising industry is that deadlines are always very short and often missed, and people tend to wait till the last minute and tend to get very anxious, shall we say, that things are published in a timely fashion, and they often leave things till last thing on a Friday night before they upload them. So we often find ourselves scrambling at the last minute to get stuff posted that's urgently needed mm-hmm. by teams all around the world right at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a bunch of challenges there.
Yeah.
And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals or people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, for my part, if you want to come and work on my team, you will need a library science degree. So that's a graduate degree in library and information science. That's a really good grounding, I think, in the kinds of disciplines that are very good in the digital asset management field. It teaches you the importance of information architecture and information management. It teaches you to be rigorous and to follow standards. And it also teaches you that there's a certain sort of finickiness and attention to detail, and almost a, in the job description that I wrote recently for digital asset librarians, I said that an almost obsessive attention to detail would be a useful attribute in any of the successful candidates. So I tend to find that there are certain people that are drawn to the librarianship role, and they also make very good digital asset managers. So those are the main things that I can think of just off the top of my head.
Great. Well, thank you, Tony.
Oh, you're very welcome, Henrik. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Anytime. For more on digital asset management, log on to another damblog.com. Thanks again.